It was Wednesday morning 3 weeks ago. My card kept getting declined. Then, on my way to lunch at work, I checked my account. No money inside, just a few cents left in both my checking and saving. I'm not a rich man. I live paycheck to paycheck like all wage slaves do. But I had about $2,000 in my bank account and they took everything. And here's the kicker, my card never left my person. The thieves never got to see it or handle it. But I figured out how they did it. It happens in a crowd. The weekend before, I went shopping at the mall. It was crowded, lines at the checkout, people piled onto the escalators. I'm sure that's where the contactless pickpockets hit. With this information, they can shop online, by phone, or even clone your card and go to an ATM. Maybe you've seen on TV how easy it is. A guy walks up behind you with a tablet or a cell phone. He simply gets it close to your bag or wallet and, in a second, he can read off all your data from your contactless cards. Credit card number, expiration date, your name. The pickpockets just need to get close to you to wirelessly steal your information. With this information, they can shop online, by phone, or even clone your card and go to an ATM. Not convinced it's that bad? Let me tell you a few more real stories. $500 dining spree. One woman got a new card directly from her bank branch. The card was never in the mail. She carried it around in her bag for a few days and she never once paid with it. And then somehow, somebody swiped the information from her card. They counterfeited her chip card, and went on a $500 dining spree to McDonald's, KFC, Starbucks, Burger King, Subway, etc. And get this, her bank says her card was used and it doesn't look like fraud. She has records to show that she wasn't at any of those places when the charges were made. And yet the bank won't refund her money. She found out the hard way these contactless chip cards are extremely vulnerable. But that's not all. Zero liability, yeah, right. I bank with Chase and they supposedly have a zero liability policy when it comes to fraud. In other words, if somebody rips you off, you don't have to pay. Sounds good, but it often doesn't work in practice. You might have to foot the bill, even though it's the bank's fault. For example, if a criminal uses your card to buy something at a store that you shop at, then the bank might not be prepared to accept there's been fraud. Why? Maybe the retailer has your card details. Maybe they accidentally debited your account. Maybe this charge is in line with your normal patterns of spending. If you shop at any major retailer, you might not be protected against fraud. The upshot is this. If you shop at Walmart and somebody steals your card information to also shop at Walmart, you might be screwed. Yes, you might have to foot the bill, even though it's the bank forces you to use these insecure cards. If you ask me, this is pretty infuriating. Isn't there any way you can protect yourself? Simple solution. Actually, you can protect yourself and it's pretty easy to do. All you need is a guard for your cards, an extra card that you into your wallet for protection. GuardCard's RFID blocking technology protects your credit cards and identity from digital hackers. These guards are made with a special technology that blocks the signals from your bank cards. This way, nobody can read your card while it's in your wallet, and so you're safe from contactless pickpockets. It all sounds great, but is it really needed? Digital theft, it can happen to anyone. With the rise of digital pickpockets, most people don't realize how at risk they are until it's too late. In fact, the number of victims of credit card fraud is growing at an alarming rate. Just check out this report on the recent dangers of leaving your wallet or purse unprotected. Not created equal. There are a bunch of sellers online, including on Amazon, selling various credit card protectors. It turns out most of them are little more than strips of aluminum foil. They are cheap and chances are good they don't actually do anything. I asked my son Chris, who works in IT, to figure out which of these I should buy. He did his research and recommended a brand called GuardCard because it actually jams the signal that pickpockets use to steal from you. He ordered one for me, and then he showed me why this brand works better than other credit card protectors. Simply adding the GuardCard to your wallet protects you against electronic pickpockets. So easy to get ripped off. Chris downloaded an app onto his smartphone. This app was developed by a security researcher from Australia who first exposed how insecure modern-day bank cards are. Using just this app, Chris scanned my wallet. And sure enough, he got everything, my card number, my name, and my CVV, that supposed security code. The digital scanner instantly stole all my personal information, terrifying, but then he put the GuardCard protector into my wallet. And he tried scanning the wallet again with his phone. He showed me the app. There was nothing there, because the guard card blocked the app from reading my information. I was finally safe from digital pickpockets, as well as anybody else who might be scanning me. Stop being tracked. So this card protector definitely works against pickpockets. And that's not the only reason why I want to use it. It's also good against everybody who's tracking you these days, the government, banks, and stores. For example, my wife went shopping recently with a friend. She walked into a store looking to buy bed sheets, but she didn't get anything. When she got home, she noticed all sorts of ads on her Facebook profile for bed sheets. I don't know how this happens. But I think it's possible these stores are tracking you thanks to your bank card, and then passing that information to Facebook. Which brings me to my final point. Why run the risk? You wouldn't simply walk around with a bunch of cash sticking out of your back pocket, allowing anybody who wants to reach over and take a few bills. So why would you allow banks and their insecure chip cards to expose you to this kind of risk? Walking around without a guard card is like leaving money for thieves hanging out of your back pocket. Getting your card information skimmed can cost you thousands of dollars, and weeks or months of hassle. After it happened to me, I knew it would be foolish of me not to protect myself against this nightmare. And it's so easy to do. That's why I've now used this credit card protectors for myself, and why I encourage you to do the same. Over 120,000 sold, Guard Card official review. Security specialists agree the guard card is a must-have in the modern world of digital scanners and hackers. Since launching earlier last year, it has become so popular that the company has already sold 120,000 units and is now on the verge of selling out. To get one while they're still available, I decided to make the purchase and check it out. 40% off for the moment. I just found out that the guard card company is running a 40% off sale right now. Even though I already have their credit card protector, I'll take advantage of this to buy a few more to give out to friends and family. If you want your cards to be safe against contactless theft and fraud, then check out these bank card protectors while the current discount still lasts. How to eliminate credit card theft now? Now that you've been informed of this revolutionary theft protection device, let me show you how easy it is to use it. All you need to do is follow these three steps. Step 1, order your guard card today to take advantage of the 40% off discount. Step 2, after receiving the product, take it out of the package and put into a card holder in your wallet. Step 3, walk around with peace of mind knowing your credit card information is safe from thieves. Here's a tip, know anyone who needs to protect their credit card information? This device makes for the perfect gift and will save whoever receives them a lot of money, time and frustration. Remember, one of the biggest highlights right now for Guard Card is the free shipping and 100% money back guarantee. There's really no reason to not buy this now.